Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Wen Xia, from Huadong University of Science and Technology. And thanks for Technology Company Limited. On behalf of all my courses, I'm presenting our work FastCC, a fast and efficient content-defined chunking approach for data deduplication. This is a joint work from Huadong University of Science and Technology, Stanford, and the University of Texas, Arlington. This is the outline of my presentation, including background, the motivation, design, and the implementation of FastCC and the performance evaluation, and finally, conclusion. Currently, the amount of digital data grows explosively in the big data year. The ICC report estimate that the total digital data in the world will be 44 terabytes on 2020, which increases the users' cost on the storage device and the software management. Those efficiently reduced the redundant data will be more and more important, especially in backup storage systems where there are a large amount of data redundancy. Data deduplication is becoming increasingly popular as a space-efficient approach to data backup systems. It splits files into multiple chunks that are each uniquely identified by its secure hash signature, such as SHA-1 and MD5, also called a fingerprint. It removes duplicate chunks by checking their fingerprints, which avoid a byte-by-byte comparison. Thus, it could be globally comparison in the whole storage system. Thus, data duplication not only reduces the storage space requirement for storage system, but also minimizes the network transmission of redundant data. Generally speaking, deduplication contains four key stages: chunking, fingerprinting, indexing, and storing. Chunking is to divide the files into chunks, and the fingerprinting is to compute the SHA-1 signature of that chunks. Indexing is to match the fingerprints to find the duplicate chunks. Storing refers to store the unique chunks and the metadata files that contains the sequence of chunks. Chunking is the first and important stage of deduplication. We, in this paper, we focus on designing a fast and efficient and low overhead chunking approach. As the key feature of deduplication, content-defined chunking declares chunking boundaries based on the off-thread, based on the byte contents of the data stream instead of on the byte off-thread. It addresses the boundary shift problem facing the fixed-size chunking approaches. For example, there are two versions of file, assuming that the two characters are inserted at the beginning of the file. All the following contents will be shifted. We call it the other boundary shift problem. Specifically, a fixed size chunking declares the chunk boundaries based on the content of third. As shown in this example, low duplicates will be detected by fixed size chunking. Content-defined chunking divides files based on the content. For example, CDC enter chunks if finding a character lie. Then most duplicates will be detected even though there exist boundary shift problem. Currently, Robin-based CDC is the most widely used approach. Robin-based CDC uses a sliding window technique on the content of files and computer Robin hash of the window. Chunking will be ended if the Robin fingerprint match a predefined value. Otherwise, it will continue sliding to find the right chunk cut point. In this slide, I will introduce more details about the Robin-based CDC. First, Robin is a rolling hash because it can be computed incrementally. This is faster and efficient for CDC. CDC is also called variable-sized chunking since it declares chunk cut point based on the Robin hashes. which are the random values, but the average chunk size will be equal to the expected chunk size, such as 8 kilobytes. Most of the CDC approach defines the minimal and maximum chunk size to avoid chunks of the extremely large and smaller size, typically 2 kilobytes or 64 kilobytes when the average chunk size is 8 kilobytes. However, CDC is still time-consuming for deduplication systems since it computes and judges the hashes of data stream byte by byte. There are two kinds of optimizations. One is the algorithm-oriented approach, including sample byte, GLAE, and so on. They're trying to use other rolling hashes to replace the robin hash during CDC. Another is the hardware-oriented approach, which employs the abundance of the computation resources of GPU or multi-core processors, so including stored GPU, shared render, PyTorch tube, and so on. In this slide, we introduce one latest approach, scale-based CDC. It's also our previous work. It suggests that the GL hash is one of the fastest rolling hash algorithms for CDC. GL employs an array of 256 random 64-bit integers to map the value of the byte contents in the slide window. And then GL uses one plus and one left shift operation to finish the functionality of rolling hash. GL hash was first proposed in a data compression approach, but recently we find it can be improved to be much faster. This is because according to our preliminary evaluation and observation, we get two important insights. Generally, CDC contains two stages, hashing and judging hashes. GL hash is very fast. How about the stage of hash judgment? Our preliminary results suggest that is hash judging stage accounts for more than 60% of the CPU overhead during CDC after the fast GL hash is used for fingerprinting. The second insight is that as most of chunk size are approximately 8 kilobytes, can we skip some regions before chunking to reduce some unnecessary computations? Those fast CDC is implemented on top of the GL-based CDC and aims to provide high-performance CDC, including three key technologies, utilizing hash judgment, cat point scaling, and normalized chunking. Generally, there are three metrics for evaluating this CDC performance, namely chunking deduplication ratio, chunking speed, and average generated chunk size. Note that the average generated chunk size may be nearly equal to the predefined expected chunk size, but it is sometimes larger than that due to factors such as the detailed CDC versus and the data sets. This is also an important CDC performance metric because it reflects the metadata overheads for deduplication indexing. The larger the generated chunk size is, the fewer the number of chunks, and those less metadata will be processed by data deduplication. In this slide, we will introduce the approach of optimizing hash judgment. In GL-based CDC, the sliding window size is determined by the number of the bits used in the mask value. The smaller sliding window size results in the low deduplication ratio. Thus, we propose pending several zero bits in the mask values, which could enlarge the slide window and thus improve deduplication ratio. And next, we simplify the hash judgment to further speed up CDCs. The main idea is assuming that the predefined throughput is zero, then the hash judgment can be finished by one end and one legation operations, which can be also well combined with the zero pending approaches, finally speed up the stage of the hash judgment for CDC. Now we discussed the cat point scaling approach. The idea of this approach is from the limitation of the minimal chunk size. which avoid generally extremely smaller size chunks. And in the meantime, we find it can be used for cat point scaling, which reduces computation operations and those further speed up CDCs. But this means some chunks are not truly divided by contents, but forced by the cat point scaling. According to our study, the chunks smaller than 2 kilobytes would account for about 22 of the total. This approach will decrease the deduplication ratio. Here we, to address this problem, so we propose the localized chunking, a lower chunking approach to address the problem of decreased deduplication ratio faced by the cat point scaling approach by generating chunks of size normalized to a specified region and that is always larger than the minimal chunk size. As shown in the figures, the chunk size generated by traditional CDC follows exponential distribution. While normalized chunking generated chunk size follows the normal distribution, which makes it able to well combine with the cat point scaling approach because most of the time the chunk size is larger than the minimal chunk size. In this slide, we give an example of normalized chunking implementation. For traditional CDC, when the average chunk size is 8 kilobytes, 30 effective mask bits are used for hash judgment. For the normalized chunking, when the current chunking byte of third, or called the current chunking position, is smaller than 8 kilobytes, we use 14 effective mask one bits to make it harder to cut chunks smaller than 8 kilobytes. When the current chunking position is larger than 8 kilobytes, we use 12 effective mask one bits to make it easier to cut chunks larger than 8 kilobytes. Note that the normalized chunking can be also combined with the above mentioned their pending approaches as detailed in the paper. In this slide, the four figures show our implementation of normalized chunking, which suggests that the chunk size distribution of normalized chunking is approximate to normal distribution centered on 8 kilobytes at the normalized level of 2 or 3 and 4 3. Which suggests that the normalized chunking is able to combine with the cut point scaling because most of the time it generates chunks larger than the minimal chunk size. In addition, it increases the deduplication ratio by reducing the chunks of the very, very large sizes. As shown in our last slide, it doesn't introduce the additional computation and the comparing operations by separating the hash judgment into two parts before and after the expected chunk size. The evaluation is implemented on Ubuntu operating system with two Intel i7 processors, and we use three typical data sets. Three typical data sets with a total size of 5 terabytes, such as the source code files, the database files, and so on. The generated three metrics are used in our evaluation. The chunking speed, the deduplication ratio, which is the most important metric. I will also mean to show the average chunk size, the after chunking. The generated average chunk size reflects the final metadata overheads for deduplication indexing. The larger the average chunk size means less metadata overheads, but maybe a low deduplication ratio. In this slide, we put it all together with our three technicals. we show that the immovable chunking speed of the four chunking approaches. The figures suggest that the fastest this is about 10 times than the open source Rubin-based cities from the LBFS. This is because it uses DL for hashing and then utilizing the hash judgment. More importantly, it combines the normalized chunking and cut points gapping to further speed up the chunking processors. The table further studies the instruction and the CPU cycles consumed by different CDC approaches, which suggests that the faster CDC use far fewer instructions and CPU cycles than other chunking approaches. Now, let's see the deduplication ratio of faster CDC. The table shows that the comparison of deduplication among the Rubin-based CDC, faster CDC with a minimal chunk size of 4 kilobytes and a minimal chunk size of 8 kilobytes, fixed size chunking, and so on. And here, the average chunk size is set to 8 kilobytes. Faster CDC with minimal chunk size of 8 kilobytes achieve nearly the same deduplication ratio. We can find it here. Fast CDC with the minimal chunk size of 8 kilobytes achieved near the same deduplication. This is because the proper decreased deduplication ratio is addressed by normalized chunking. Fast CDC with normalized with the minimal chunk size of 4 kilobytes achieve higher deduplication ratio. This is because it generated the smaller average chunk size. Let's see the next slide. In this slide, we discuss the average chunk size generated by the different CDC approaches. Fast CDC with a minimal chunk size of four kilobytes generated the similar and a little larger average chunk size of Rubin-based CDC, but note that it achieves a much higher deduplication ratio and chunking speed. Fast CDC with minimal chunk size of 8 kilobytes generated a much larger average chunk size because here the average chunk size, the expected average chunk size is set to 8 kilobytes, which means that the faster CDC with minimal chunk size of 8 kilobytes generated less metadata for deduplication indexing. Meanwhile, it doesn't decrease the deduplication ratio and achieve 10 times faster chunking speed. The larger average chunk size is due to faster CDC combined normalized chunking and the cut point scaling. Here, let's conclude this paper. Fast CDC is improved the chunking performance for data deduplication over the latest GL-based CDC by using three technicals, including utilizing the hash judgment, the cut point, scaling, normalized chunking. Our experimental results suggest fast CDC is 10 times faster than Rubin-based CDC and 3 times faster than the GL-based CDC while achieving a comparable deduplication ratio as the classical Rubin-based CDC. Thus, we can provide a low-overhead chunking solution for data deduplication. In our future, we plan to incorporate fast CDC in some other deduplication systems that are sensitive to the CPU overhead for CDC and release the faster CDC source code to be shared with the storage system and the deduplication research community. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Hi, this is Philip Chalain from EMC. So you've dramatically improved the speed of chunking.
Yeah.
It's 10 times faster or even faster than some algorithms. Are you done? Is it as fast as it's ever going to get? Or where would you see further improvements?
Okay, you mean the system benefits from the...
Just chunking. Yeah, is it as fast as it will ever get?
What I will get is the about much faster than the latency, the CDC approaches. And even we can provide a different solution, you can choose the high deduplication ratio and even high chunking speed. Yeah. And even the larger the average chunk size generated after chunking.
Right, you're talking about the trade-offs between the deduplication ratios you can achieve, the speed, but just for a given algorithm, given your current algorithm, there's those parameters you can vary, but is there a future algorithm? Is there going to be a paper next year that's even faster?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. can you give us a hint of what area that would investigate?
I'm sorry?
What part of the problem would you further optimize?
The problem, you mean the motivation of this worker from my ProWearables worker from the Gale-based CDC?
My last follow-up question. Can you make your fast CDC even faster?
Yes. We can use the larger, the minimal chunk size to make it faster, maybe at the cost of decreasing some deduplication ratio.
Hey, Rob Johnson from Stony Brook. So the nice thing about Rabin chunking is that, you know, it's got some good probabilistic guarantees. You can prove theorems about it. And the gear hash doesn't look like it really has those same guarantees, unless I'm missing something. And also, the way that you modified the chunk decision to try to force it to be around 8 kilobytes, like if I understand Rabin, like if I make a local edit, that's only going to damage that chunk. And this, yeah. And it'll resynchronize after that. But I believe I can come up with input files that permanently desynchronize even after making just a local edit using your scheme. Have you done any tests or thought about that or proven any theorems about any of these schemes?
Currently, we only test the backup workloads, such as the database images and the VMware images. That's the typical deduplication workloads. In some other papers, the content-dependent chunking also is used for the network package deduplication. That's used smaller chunking size. I think we can study the using smaller chunk size in faster CDC in future. Yeah.
But my question is: have you done any theoretical analysis of what you're doing, or is it all empirical?
You mean the current the conclusion about the?
Like, yeah, have you proven any theorems about your chunking scheme?
We have not proved, but just study lots of the workloads. Yeah, about
cool.
7.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to the end of the session. If we can thank all of the authors again.